This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 25. Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rifa Maruf, and I am on day 25 of the pre-Ramadan boot camp. Can you believe it? We are on day 25 now, and this is actually the final episode of the season. So Ramadan is just around the corner, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life to witness this blessed month. Today's final tip, I'm going to be speaking to you about Ramadan journal. So having a journal this Ramadan that captures your thoughts, feelings, ideas, and behaviors as you go through Ramadan. Now, the purpose of this journal is to help you document the experience, the transformation you're going through each Ramadan, and help you prepare for the next Ramadan. So imagine that for every Ramadan, you have a specific journal that you go through and can refer to it in subsequent years. For example, from now, you may refer to your Ramadan 2017 journal and realize it was the starting point for a truly transformative experience. You see, sometimes it's hard for us to remember what we did in Ramadan or remember those spiritual moments where we felt really close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having a journal would help us document these meaningful moments so that we don't forget them as we get busy during the year. So I want to give you some tips on how to build a Ramadan journal habit throughout the month. First of all, carry your Ramadan journal with you at all times and write in it at least once. So whenever some thought crosses your mind which you want to capture and never forget, write it down. If you don't have your journal with you, you can record it in a message, email, or even a voice recording. You don't want to lose this thought because they are precious and you may forget them. Number two, don't overthink it. Don't spend too much time perfecting what you write. The important thing is to write. It doesn't have to make sense to anyone but you, and you don't need to share it. Three, ideally, use pen and a paper to document your experiment. However, if you prefer to use the digital version, check out Ramadan Legacy app. They have a cool way to track your performance in Ramadan and add personal journal entries. My only advice with using the app is not to use the late night just before you go to bed, as it will affect your sleep. I hope this inspires you to get started with journaling for Ramadan. And with that being said, this is the last episode of the pre-Ramadan bootcamp. So I hope you've enjoyed this season. You've enjoyed all the challenges and the activities. And I hope you took away some insights from this. Thank you all for participating in this and following us and commenting on our show notes with your progress. I'd love to know what you thought about this season by commenting over at our show notes for this at productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E25. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please do leave a review for us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. This way we can be able to get the word out about this podcast and reach and benefit more people. So you can do that by just simply going to productivemuslimpodcast.com. Just go to our main podcast website and then you'll find the links to Stitcher and iTunes and leave a review from there. So if you've enjoyed this particular series that we had for the pre-Ramadan bootcamp, then I'm sure you will enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course, which is a part of our academy. So you can check that out by going to productivemuslimacademy.com. And finally, we will be back again with season 3, inshallah. So that will be announced through email and also through our social media networks. So I hope to speak to you all again then. Thank you all once again for joining us for this season. I wish you all the best with Ramadan, and remember, work hard and be sincere.